At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Oh, cool.
So I will go ahead and say we're having everybody on today. Abby, Pitts, me. There's a guy upstairs that's a Kansas fan. We're going to have him on. There's all kinds of Kansas people.
I didn't say that. Let's just roll it.
I've never worked at a place, though, with so much fanfare over one team. Brutal.
I don't know what's brutal about it. Let's just go.
I mean, it was a little bit in Austin. I would have some UT fans.
I was going to say, if you worked in Austin, every damn person was a UT fan.
Yeah, they actually were.
Bucky.
Oh, Buckster.
Hey, guys, let me go ahead and hit it if you guys are cool with
it. I don't think he worked for us.
He didn't?
I don't know.
Bleed orange, what is it?
Blood orange.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio. The end.
I'm gonna do it live, Arnold. Get back, man. Get back. Get back. Doing it live. We are the 1, 2, 3
national champions.
What the? Don't
we're
ever...
the national okay, champions. Right. That's right. You thought we were going to say sore losers, but we are losers no more. We cut down the nets in New Orleans. Oh, my goodness, what a beautiful day.
This is why we came in at midnight, just
guys,
so you can do that.
It feels amazing. Okay. We are the 1, 2, 3 sore losers. We can do it.
Too late for that.
What's up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's. I don't know the what's.
Y'all, it's Sizz, and I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville, married to Baser, and I identify as a loser.
Ray, did you watch the game?
First half.
Guys,
and then went to bed.
You know, Lunchbox was puckered that first half.
Oh, no,
puckered.
Here, let me take you through my day.
Yeah, please.
Let me take you through
breakfast.
The day.
I woke up. I took a dump.
I did have a boner.
This is it. This is how I want. I didn't want to think about the game all day.
Okay.
I didn't. So I went home. I took a 30 minute nap, and then I told the wife, I was like, we need to go get the boys. We need to go to the park. We need to go have dinner. That way, when we get home, we put them right to bed, and I can watch the game. So we go to the park. We go to have dinner, and dinner takes a little bit longer than it should have. And I'm looking at the clock.
McDonald's?
And I'm trying to stay calm. And
Chili's.
I'm like, no. I went and got barbecue.
Boom bus.
And I'm sitting there going, we need to kind of pick this up. And so we get home, and it is 22 minutes till tip-off.
Are you drinking?
And I'm like, we've got to get the kids to bed. We got to get their teeth brushed, stories read, in bed in 22 minutes.
Humpty Dumpty.
What was the story?
There was a big man named Baycock.
Well,
he rolled his ankle.
The kids want to run around the house, and I'm like, we've got to brush teeth right now.
Whoa, coach.
Listen, I've got to watch this game. This is very important.
You were serious.
And so we went downstairs. We brushed teeth.
Wow, big house.
And
we went to the third ward.
I told the butler we're going to turn in for the night.
My assistant grabbed one kid. My wife grabbed the other. I grabbed the third.
Eddie, does your house have stairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The two
that go up to the front door.
Oh, still stairs. Still stairs. Still stairs. And so they're down there brushing their teeth, and they're goofing off, and now it's 4 minutes till tip. I said, I got to go. I went upstairs, turned on the TV, and
Theater room? Do you watch in the theater room?
I don't have a theater room. I watched it in the living room where the TV is, and I was holding baby box three in my arms, and we come out, and they do the starting lineups, and I loved the national anthem. I thought it was really cool. I liked that outfit of the girl, the different colors.
Did you stand up and put your hand over
your
heart?
I stood up, and I had my baby over my heart.
Love it.
And I'm just like,
man, I saluted to the flag.
It looked awesome. I was like, these players look so calm.
Baby, get off your knees.
I looked at Abaji and I'm like, man, he just looks chill. Like, I looked at Brown and he looked just chill. They looked good. Christian Brown.
Christian Brown. Got it.
I looked at them all and I was like, man, they don't look nervous. They don't look overhyped. North Carolina looked composed. They looked, hey, it's just another game. And I'm like, dang, usually I'd be like, I can't believe we're about to play the national title. I thought I'd see fear in their eyes.
Called the Natty.
And, yeah, it was the Natty. It was the Natty Championship. And they come out, opening tip. We win it, and we run the
same. That was the sign, right?
No. We run the same play that we ran against Villanova.
What was it called?
It's a down screen. Abaji comes off the back cut. And around, hit him, Drano. I mean, it hit the rim, and I was like, oh, a little nervous, not as clean as the other one, but it went in. And we jump out a 7-0 lead, and I said, are we really about to be on fire like we were Saturday against Villanova? This is going to be bananas.
The first thing I thought was because you said the last game, when you all went up 10-0, you're like, I knew. That's when I knew that we were going to win that game.
I didn't feel that this time.
So when they were up 7-0.
Didn't feel it.
I immediately thought, I wonder if Lunchbox is thinking that this game is set.
No. I said, it can't go that easy two games in a row.
Who did you say that to?
To myself. And I
to and, my son.
And when we had a couple of possessions to get it to 9 or 10-0 and we didn't do it, I was like, that's not good. Mm-hmm. And then here comes North Carolina. Kansas, I don't know if... I'm yelling at the TV.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. Make a damn layup.
Oh.
No.
A free throw.
I don't know how many layups they missed in the first half, and I'm just going, this is awful. Then they can't make a free throw. I mean, we only had like four attempts in the first half, and North Carolina was getting anything and everything they wanted. And Baycock on one ankle was dominating.
The ankle looked great.
The ankle looked like no problem.
Let me say this, though. Baycock, they released a video footage about 2 hours before him getting off the team bus, little gingerly. And then about an hour later, they released the video of him climbing up to the court because the court was like 5 feet above the ground for whatever reason. And he took those stairs really slowly, which made you think he's not going to be playing much tonight.
But then they showed a video of him skipping. And Charles Barkley said, oh, he's skipping. He's fine. He's going
to
be fine.
He was skipping to like a song or something?
I just skipping down the court, like I guess on the court.
That's cute.
And Barkley was like, he's fine. If he's doing that, he's going to be fine. He's going to play fine. And he did. And I will say one thing I loved is they let the big boys bang. They let Baycock.
Whoa, coach, what were you watching?
They let Baycock and McCormick
knock the crap
out of each other. I'm glad they didn't just call little touch fouls when they were bumping each other in the post. I thought that was great.
They were bumping uglies.
But I loved it.
What did I tell you guys about Manek against Kansas?
Man on man.
No,
it
Manek
turned me on.
When he was at Oklahoma, he would drain threes and drain, and that's what he was doing in
he
the
made
first
two,
half.
I think, right?
Three in the first half. And then he takes the elbow to the head. And I'm sorry, but Brady Manek should have not been playing the rest of the basketball game.
Concussion?
He didn't even go into the tent. Like, if the
they
NFL,
have a tent? They don't have a tent in basketball.
No, but they should have because that dude got knocked out cold from McCormick's elbow. And he's just down on the court. And he just gets up and rubs his eyes and, hey, I'm good to go.
The more you saw the replay, the more you realize he wasn't being a wussy. He got knocked
nailed.
Out.
No, I think
nailed.
He got
Let me
knocked
show you
out.
Lunch how he did it.
I thought he was out cold.
I think he went stars for about 2 seconds.
Yeah, because his
never
legs
went
just kind of buckled.
Dude, I think when he first hit the ground, he was out, but then he came to.
When he landed on his tailbone
talking about?
What woke him up. When he landed on his ass, That's what, oh.
No.
Eddie, when you wake up in the morning, do you rub your eyes a little bit?
Yes.
That's what Manic did about
yes.
5 minutes after that happened.
I mean, he kept rubbing his eyes and his nose, trying to clear the cobwebs and the stars. But it didn't stop him. It didn't matter. He's blocking every damn shot. I mean, all of a sudden, he's the Dikembe Mutombo of North Carolina. He just kept going, get that shit out of here. Yeah. Get that out of here.
No.
And I'm getting pissed. I'm like, God, I don't mind losing. And I told my brother this. He goes, oh, you know.
You were on the phone with your brother during the game?
No, before the game.
No.
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box.
How are you feeling? I said, listen.
How you feeling?
I'm at the age where if we lose, it's going to be sad. Really? But as long as we play well, we've made it to the national championship. That's an incredible season.
I want a quality loss.
But my
all.
Whole thing was Kansas was playing terrible. And I was like, this is what we're going to do. We made it all this way to just play like dog crap, not make layups.
Oh, crap. Coach. God. Was that the dog crap?
And then the very end of the
bark.
Very end of the first half, it was just the whole summer. Like they get Hubert Davis and that interview is like
Hubie.
Oh, Hubie. Yeah. Did anybody call him Hubie Davis
yesterday?
Not
one person.
Not one person. No. Thank you. And he's like, we got live action out here. Oh, it's a great game. And I'm like, damn, he's hyped up. I don't like the way he's yelling at this. It was a great interview, but I was like, damn, that he means business, and North Carolina is here to play. And they were just taking us to the woodshed, taking us out back and just whooping our ass. And at the very end of the first half, Puke Johnson gets the offensive rebound, lays it in for two, and we're down 15. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
15 points. But you know what? That's when that live bet was looking real good, boys.
Which was what?
Oh, I think it got down to maybe 12 at one point. No, 10. 10. Plus 10. Kansas plus 10.
Well, so at halftime, I'm just sitting there going, this sucks. I don't know what the hell is going on. And you watch the halftime and Kenny Smith. And Kenny is really good on TV.
Yeah, he's great. That's why he's on TV. Show.
No, but he's just really basketball smart in the way he talks about it. He's like, and Charles Barkley was even, he was like, what the hell is Kansas doing? He goes, the Kansas I've been watching all tournament runs up and down the court. He goes, don't feed it to McCormick when you got Baycock in there. You got to run up and down, get those guards going. If they do that, they're still going to win this game. If they don't, they're going to lose. That's why they're getting their ass kicked. He goes, McCormick's fine. He goes, he scored his career high the other day when he was playing against Villanova, who was a bunch of 6'2 dudes, but you can't do that. And Kenny Smith was like, the only way Kansas can win is if North Carolina starts to turn the ball over. Well, guess what happened? That second half,
North Carolina turned the ball over.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because that Kansas defense stepped up.
They wanted it more.
No, they didn't want it more. They just picked up the intensity. They were more ball pressure. They were sticking with them like glue on every screen, everything. And here's what happened in North Carolina. What I told you in the beginning, they got tired. North Carolina only plays six players.
So yeah, six players, and three of them had bad ankles, and one of them got knocked out.
That's
I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, but they got tired. Love, he shot like 4 of 20, 5 of 20 from the field. He had tired legs, man. You played that many minutes.
Another one looked like he was about to have a heart attack. What happened to that dude?
Oh, Puke Johnson.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but he was down on all fours just puking.
But even then, he went to the bench and was like,
They were saying on the telecast that he got punched in the hit in the stomach.
No, I never saw that.
I never saw that. I think he was just so not used to playing that many minutes because he's off the bench. But he played lights out. I mean, Puke Johnson, he just draining three.
There were some awesome basketball names. Puke Johnson, and then you got Remy Martin. That's an alcohol.
Yeah, it's a cognac.
Dude, they said he can sign some alcohol deal after college basketball's over for him.
Why can't he do it during college basketball?
Not allowed to do alcohol.
Really?
Yep.
It was such a good game, and Kansas played Kansas ball, and I think the turning point in the game really was Brady Manick tried to take a charge on Jalen Wilson, and he was in the restricted area, and that was his fourth foul. He had to go to the bench, and it was just an onslaught. Kansas gets up, comes back from 15, gets up by 6. I'm like, okay, this is it. We're about to take this game over. And then what do you know? Here comes North Carolina. They tie it up. And I'm like, oh, my God. The stress of this game, it was incredible.
And let us go back just a second.
Yeah.
I want to know what you were feeling when it was 40-25.
At halftime,
yes.
I was like, no, I sat there and I was like,
did
man,
you call anyone?
No, I didn't. No.
Any lifelines?
No, I don't call anybody. I don't text anybody during the game.
Your dad, no
I called
one.
That
no
one number, Ray.
Nobody.
No Teeth
Keith. Nobody. Didn't call anybody. Nobody.
You talk to your wife?
Honey, the meatloaf.
My wife was on the couch, and I was like, man, this sucks. This sucks. And she goes, oh, it's okay.
Wearing a nightie?
And I was like, no, it's...
Come over here.
I said, they can't hit a free throw. I said, they're missing layups. And she goes, okay. And then she falls asleep on the
okay.
couch.
Okay, she doesn't give a crap what
she didn't watch goes. Your team's game?
She apologized to me when the game was over. She's like, sorry, I tried to stay up. I was like, I don't care if you stay up. It's fine. I was like, I was enjoying it just without you. Don't worry about it.
Oh, wow.
I had another girl over.
I got
so
the nanny.
At halftime, I was just like, man, this sucks. But I'm going to tell you.
20-year-old nanny watched
it with me. I'm going to give a shout out to idiots out there, okay?
Us?
No, not you guys.
That's rude.
I don't understand people that are this way. That your team is not playing, right?
Right.
Right.
You have no dog in the fight.
Correct.
You know my team is playing.
Or yes. Cat.
And.
Nice, coach. Don't forget about them. Go ahead.
And you sit there and you send texts. I got a text from one of my buddies.
Who did that?
No, this is what they put.
Name him.
I'm not going to name.
Forrest.
Step bait.
Forrest. He sent it. Hey, Forrest sent a text with Scooby-Doo, and it said, ruh-roh. And then another guy goes, hey, man, looks like your boys forgot they were playing tonight. Nice season. I'm like, why do you send that stuff?
Garrett.
No, wasn't Garrett.
Forrest,
but don't be
Ryan.
That ass. Don't when your team when you know that someone loves a team and they're down at halftime or they're having a terrible game, you don't text them. Hey man, if your team is playing another team, yeah, talk trash, fine. But you're a UT fan. You're a Texas fan, there, buddy. That said, oh, it looks like your boys forgot to, that they were playing in a national Chip, championship man. Tonight.
Signs.
No. Dang, not sign. No signs. Playing, no signs. Text me. You go to sleep yet? Like, no, I didn't go to sleep
That's
yet.
That's funny.
No, it's not. Like, why be an ass?
You got a big Fred circle.
Like,
yeah,
why?
Sounds
why,
like you got a lot of good friends.
Like, Eddie, in the Cowboys what? Playoff game, am I going to text you and be like, hey, man, looks like your team forgot to show up?
Absolutely
no.
not.
Why do that?
I don't know.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
And can I say something, too?
Like, what pleasure do you get
in the world of streaming? Let's not text during games, just period, because your stream may be a minute behind real time. Mine might be two. Ray's might be a
45
minute and a half.
Seconds, yeah.
45 seconds. You are spoiling games when you text, oh, my gosh, we did it, or wow. You stop doing that.
And we've made a rule, too, in the house because our bedroom TV, for whatever reason, is 10 seconds ahead of our living room TV. So Bay can't yell out loud because she spoils games.
Exactly.
Yes. I'm just tagging on to yours. What you're saying is very annoying, too.
Yes. I don't understand why you want to be that person. Like, why, if your team is not playing, you can't say crap.
Right.
Like, you can't talk shit about Kansas having a bad half.
But if Eric Church wanted to call you,
he could do it.
Right.
But he doesn't have my number.
All right, of course.
Yeah. And Eric Church, I mean, is he really a good big fan? Because
Coach, he canceled the whole concert.
He canceled the whole concert, but he had no belief that North Carolina was going to be there, so he planned a concert around Final Four weekend because he thought North Carolina sucked.
No, because it was going to be Duke in North Carolina. But I
got a heart. So that's why.
Yeah. Biggest game of the tournament. Better than the finals.
Okay, what game was better, Eddie?
Duke in North Carolina.
Oh, my God. How?
Coach K's last game.
You said
North Carolina, the biggest rivalry, Duke and North Carolina, and North Carolina sent Coach K goodbye like that. It's beautiful. It's great. That's what you want out of a basketball game. Sure, the finals are Kansas and North Carolina. It was a fun game to watch. Hell of a comeback.
I enjoyed it. But, man, the best game of the tournament was North Carolina Duke.
And then Remy Martin hit a couple threes.
He got hot. He was cold.
He got hot. He's little, huh? What?
He's little?
Oh, man, don't you like the way he hops around that court?
Hey, he's quick as scat, but he hops. He misses just as much as he hops.
Well, he sucked in the first half. Yeah, he sucked. Yeah, he couldn't get anything going. Second half, he's bouncing around. Whoop, boop.
And what ugly shots were going in.
Hey, ugly. I mean, I don't like his form. I don't like the way the ball looks, but it goes in. Yeah. I don't give a damn. Yeah. And he said, Baycock, you want to come and try to block my shot? Lay up, left hand off the glass. Let's freaking go. And DeJuan Harris, what did I tell you guys? He can't shoot. He doesn't bring offense, but what's he bring?
Defense.
He can shoot a foot out.
He's got those long arms, man. He got those long arms, and he's, swipe, give me that ball. Give me that ball.
He got those long arms from his daddy.
Sexy.
It was incredible. It was emotional. I mean, it got desperate. I started bending my knees with free throws with 10 minutes left. Usually I wait.
Oh, you stand up.
Oh, I stand up and do it. And I'm like, hey, guys, like Abaji, like you're supposed to be our best player. You were like 3 of 7 from the damn free throw line.
Terrible, dude.
You got fouled on a three and you only made one free throw. Come on.
What are you doing on your knees?
Oh, and my phone's blowing up. You know, people, oh, you know, what's going on?
Forrest.
And yeah, Forrest, my dad started texting, oh, here we come. My brother, afraid to say anything, afraid to comment.
Well,
don't want to jinx
text.
It.
Well, then don't text.
Exactly.
What up, everybody? It's Ben.
You didn't get one text from me, anybody, during the game. But that one guy that said, oh, looks like your boys forgot to, they were playing.
Who was that?
His name's Chris. He said this morning, he goes, congrats on the national title.
So lose Chris?
No. Oh. But it's different. But I'm just like, why? I don't understand people that want to put you.
I don't get it, dude.
Like, it's so frustrating when you see those texts come in. Mm-hmm. I'm like, fine, get my phone away from me. Don't have it. And then I have to celebrate in silence because all three kids.
They're asleep.
Can't wake them up, dude.
So what did you do?
All right. No. Yes. I am pacing. I'm standing up. I'm like, okay. All right. Here we go. And I mean, coming down the wire. And when Baycock got hurt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was ugly again. God, man.
Did you see the floor give out? I didn't see it live, but I saw it.
You didn't see it live? What were you watching?
I saw him go down, but I didn't notice the floor. Until I saw videos of it, and I'm like, oh, the floor did give out.
The floor what?
You didn't see the floor give out?
No.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
It moved just centimeter, but it has a little give to it.
The floor moved?
Yeah.
It looked like his ankle just got weak.
No.
Wow, no. So they didn't show that during the game, obviously.
No, they didn't. That's what I'm saying. I didn't see,
Let me see that
during the game. I saw it afterwards. I was like, oh, man, that's bad.
People were saying, number one, if Baycock doesn't go out with a minute left, North Carolina loses. And number two, if the floor doesn't give out, then Baycock's ankle doesn't get rolled.
I don't see anything there. Well, this is riveting, Coach. I don't see anything. No, I still don't see anything.
It's good for the podcast to be quiet.
I don't see anything. It just looks like his ankle. He was trying to stop really fast, and he slipped.
Great breakdown, Coach.
I mean, Coach, I don't. What did you guys see?
I'm gonna have to find it.
Like one of the boards moved?
Yes.
It shifted a little bit. There was give in it.
You guys are out of your mind.
No, I'm not out of my mind. I mean, I watched it plenty of times.
Okay, you keep talking. I'll look. I'll do my own research.
Yes, please find a good video. Thank you.
And just a deep tease, are we talking to any other Kansas fans?
No.
I thought you said you were going to bring Steve in for North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk to Steve.
Coach, it's 12:30 in the morning. What are we doing?
At halftime, Scuba Steve called his babysitter and said, you're going back to school. You're going back to school. I made over $1,000. I'm sending you back to school to continue your education. And Scuba Steve woke up this morning. He's like, oh, never mind. I can't send you back to school. Sorry about that. False alarm. It was an emotional roller coaster. It was such a great game. It was so good, but tired legs. I just really think North Carolina got worn out. They played so many minutes. They didn't have any depth, and I think that cost them in the end. I think it really cost them.
Wait, so they're 6 deep. What's Kansas deep?
8.
Wow, that's a difference.
Yeah. They play 7-8 deep, and that's the big difference right there. That's it. And I don't know. North Carolina – I mean, North Carolina barely plays that 6th person. Barely plays them. And they got in a little bit of foul trouble. And, I mean, Puke Johnson never plays that much, and he played – Excellent. Such a good game. It was so fun to watch. And when we score that McCormick down low over Baycock, and he got the offensive rebound, and he goes up over Baycock, and Manic hits it. I'm like, yeah. And then North Carolina goes down, scores. We're up one. And then Baycock gets hurt, and we go down, and we call a timeout because we got to get Baycock off the floor, and you get it, Manic, on McCormick down low. Get it to him. Dribble, dribble. In. Yeah! Yeah, let's play some defense. Play some defense. And Kansas, oh, they shoot a three. Offensive rebound. Shoot it. Oh, they miss it. They kick it out. Out of bounds. Kansas ball. 4.6 to go. 4.6 to go. And I'm like, okay, we got it. And we inbound the ball, and we immediately step out of bounds. I almost had a freaking heart attack.
Missed that live, so a guy just didn't know the court.
No, he was.
No,
they were running up
fast.
Yeah, it was a fast.
They I know it's fast, Eddie. I've watched basketball before.
I mean, where he caught the ball.
Yes, you don't normally catch the ball there running that direction toward the sideline.
He was right on the line where 2 feet went out of bounds.
Yes, and he was trying to tiptoe, and he didn't tiptoe, and it was like, oh, my God.
I felt for him.
This is what's going to happen. Now they're going to inbound it, and they're going to hit the three. And they inbound it, and they take a terrible three. Love throws it, not even close. And the Kansas Jayhawks are the national freaking champions!
I got audio if you'd
Let's hear it!
If you'd save your voice for a second.
Okay, it's going to be Johnson to inbound. Here we go. Manic circling around. He slipped underneath. They go to Love. Love's going to be the one to take it. Puts up the shot. It's off! The game is over! And Kansas completes the biggest championship comeback all time.
That a boy, Nance. Get him.
It was awesome.
I don't think it's fair that they have to play in a stadium.
I don't think it's good either.
Where do you want them to play at? Rucker Park?
Just a regular
basketball
arena.
I think they
arena.
Should play in a regular basketball ball
where
arena.
Where the
that
depth
they
of field is normal.
Yes.
I mean, dude, it's crazy when you look at how far those people are and in relation to the bucket. I mean, it's just, it's got to screw with your eyes a little bit.
Yes. But I don't think really that affected anything because I think.
No, I think every year it does, but.
Some games, these games this weekend, I felt like the shooting was pretty damn good. Like the shots were going in. It looked like high scoring.
Thanks, Coach.
It looked like quality basketball. Usually it's like brick, and they score in the 40s. Then I'm like, okay, yeah. But I don't think it's fair either. I don't think it looks cool. It looks cool. It looks awesome when they pan out and you see Bill Self and they have the crowd fuzzy in the background as he's sitting on the sideline. Oh, my gosh. It was so awesome. I mean, Christian Brown, great game. I mean, Jalen Wilson D'ing up on Manic in the second half. I mean, it was just great. It was incredible. McCormick, you came to play.
What did you and brothers say off mic to each other?
I just said national effing champions. How does it feel?
What did you and Abby say off mic?
I said,
to
congrats,
each other?
Abby. Ah, I feel so good.
Why didn't you tell national champions to Abby?
I didn't want to be that harsh with Abby.
Why not?
Equality, Ray.
Abby curses?
I've never heard her curse. So
watch. Abby, come in here.
She's coming to talk.
So, I mean, and so when they won, I am sitting there in my house just going, yeah, yeah, and I'm fist pumping.
Abby,
but
remember,
I'm
you can
real,
say curse words,
real
whatever you want on this
quiet.
Podcast.
I can say whatever the fuck I want. Is this on?
Did you not hear her?
No, I didn't. Well, no.
Say it again,
Did
Abby.
Did you fucking hear what I said?
Yeah, okay. I told you. We don't have to do that. Abby, how are you feeling?
Oh, my gosh, it's amazing. Amazing. I watched it at a sports bar with KU fans everywhere.
I mean,
everywhere.
What?
That's
what you should have done, you
I
idiot.
I have a family.
So
you
they fell asleep.
What Abby? What was your emotion at halftime?
Oh,
what
I
was
mean,
the bar like?
Yikes! We were all just like, don't talk. No one was talking. We're like, just sitting there
the whole time.
Basically,
I mean, and then they come out of.
We're like, but I knew that they would have to. There's no way they're gonna have two back to back bad halfs.
Yeah, they could.
That's what I was thinking.
No, it happens all the time.
Yes.
No, it happens all the time. We set the tone right the first play out of halftime when we did the alley-oop to McCormick. It was just like,
do you remember that alley, Abby?
You do remember the alley-oop right out of halftime.
Yeah, and I was like, this is it. Yeah. No, like, this is where it changes.
And then we just started getting layup after layup, running, and North Carolina was tired. North Carolina was beat up. And everybody, oh, you know, you wouldn't have wanted Baycock. What hurt? You have no idea. That's why it's called a tournament.
Abby, what do you think about Baycock?
They were the best. Kansas was the best team in the tournament.
No,
yes.
No. They had the better road, like Ray's been saying for
No, they were the best.
Now.
Why? Who was better than them?
Huh?
Who was better than Kansas in that tournament?
I think if, on the other side, I think if Duke would have won, it would have been a harder game for you guys.
But they didn't win.
I thought the best team was St. Penis.
I think if Gonzaga would have met you there, you would have lost that game.
Gonzaga's soft as my dude wipes.
Yeah.
No, it is. They lost a game. Okay, that's all it takes in this tournament. Lose one game, you're not going to make it.
I had no idea.
Is it win or go home?
I never knew.
Kansas lucked out that you got UNC as your finals opponent.
Really?
100%.
Why? Because Duke, here's what happened. Duke beat the team that beat Gonzaga,
It's one game. You cannot base it on one game.
Did Duke beat the team that beat Gonzaga?
No.
They didn't?
Duke beat Gonzaga?
No, did Duke beat the team that beat Gonzaga?
Coach, I don't know what you're saying.
Did Duke beat Duke?
Let's go. Middle school math.
Okay.
Who beat Gonzaga?
Arkansas.
Who did Arkansas lose to?
Duke.
Okay. Who did Duke lose to?
UNC.
And who did Kansas beat in the championship?
North Carolina.
Exactly. Those teams that couldn't get past North Carolina. What makes you think they were going to get beat by? They were going to get by Kansas. Nah, Kansas said,
nah.
North Carolina beat these teams that you say all would have beat Kansas. Well, guess what? Kansas beat North Carolina,
too. The beauty of the tournament structure is that literally, if you can just go undefeated for, six games?
Yep.
Six games, you will play in the national championship. That's what it is.
That's
right?
Why it's called March Madness.
I love it, but it's so hard to do.
But I understand. But there are so many other teams that could have beaten Kansas. But
Kansas was here's
you lucked out by getting the number 8 North Carolina seed. Yes, they were on a roll, but if you watched them all season, Coach, they were not that good. They were not that good, and I do believe a team can get better throughout the season.
Yeah,
I do, and they did get much better. But you guys lucked out by playing North Carolina.
Well, let me say this, and guys, let's try and practice finishing sentences. It sounds a lot better when people are driving in their trucks. Okay, so let me say this. North Carolina was white hot. So the opposite of lucking out, Kansas ran into the hottest team in the country and beat them.
It doesn't matter, though, when you're white hot. You have to win 6 in a row.
Right, but I would also say, that was North Carolina's game, and Kansas still beat them. I don't think there was – did you watch North Carolina, their games? They were far and away the best team in the entire tournament. And Kansas somehow won that game last night. I have no idea how they did.
Because they were the best team, guys. Guys,
they became the best team in the final minute. But I would say up until the 39th minute, the best team in the entire tournament was North Carolina. It's crazy how it switched. But, Eddie, far and away, North Carolina was the most powerful, hottest, momentum, everything of any of the teams. Baylor, ice cold. Tennessee couldn't even make it out of the Sweet 70. Carolina was damn good, and I'll hang up and listen.
Here's the thing. Kansas proved from the beginning of the season through March Madness, they were the best team.
April, too.
They were deep. They were solid. They were a team. They won the toughest conference in the Big 12.
They're big.
They won the toughest conference in the Big 12. They won the Big 12 tournament, and they won the March Madness tournament. They were the best team. Carolina had 4 great players.
So when's the last game they lost?
Their last loss, I believe, was to Baylor. At Baylor.
Like what? 3 weeks? Like a month ago?
Yeah, a little over a month ago.
I mean, that's crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy. That's a lot of
pressure. They won like 12 in a row to finish out the season. Maybe their last loss was to TCU. Because they lost at TCU, and then 2 days later we played TCU again. I believe that's right. And we beat TCU, then we beat Texas, then we went and won the Big 12 tournament, and then we won the whole freaking thing.
Has there ever been an 8 seed to win the whole thing?
Maybe. Not that I can recall.
They never really talked about that, but I feel like obviously if North Carolina would have won, they would have addressed that, but I just had no idea. I mean, it seems like it's something that doesn't happen very often.
But North Carolina really wasn't an 8 seed. I mean,
they were, Coach.
For the most part, the seeds are based off a record. And North Carolina, for whatever reason, just didn't have a good record this year.
Did you not watch them all season? They were not good, Coach. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They were not that good of a team this season.
Villanova was the 8 seed in 1985.
Okay, 85.
They're the only one to win the tournament as an 8 seed.
And, Ray, the only reason I say that is because I bet them all year. I mean, that was the one game, like when North Carolina was playing, I'm like, I really like Baycock. He's a good player.
Dude is a beast.
I love Manic ever since he was from Oklahoma. So I felt every week, I'm like, I'm going to put money on North Carolina. And they burned me every single time.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Did they burn you by not covering the spread, or did they not win the game?
Both. They would lose the game, or they would just barely win the game. And when they were favored by five or something. So both. But what I'm saying is that every game I would watch, they just weren't meeting to the expectations that they should have been. Because they have they have a lot of talent on that team. Not a lot of depth, but a lot of talent on that
team. Yeah, they have four really good players.
Yes.
Four.
But if that game's played again, we'll never know. North Carolina wins it.
No, I disagree. Here's the thing.
Well, guess why are you disagreeing or agreeing on something you're never going to know?
No. I just think the depth of Kansas was the difference. The North Carolina Tar Heels with no depth got tired. They tried to they had to use bench players.
But you guys didn't take advantage of that.
We didn't.
What are you talking about? We took advantage of it second half. I don't understand what you're saying.
The second half,
starters were still playing in the second half.
But
when
that's why they weren't doing anything. Because we were dominating, because we were running downhill, down their throats.
What I'm saying in the first half is you take advantage. When you have a team that only has four really good players and no bench players, they're going to need a break, and that's when you take advantage. And Kansas was not taking advantage of that in the first half.
Right. You have to wait for the whole game. Sort of like when you have a good offensive line, you know when it starts to show up is in the fourth quarter of a football game because you've worn on the defensive line of the other team. Our depth and our speed started to show up in the second half. Davis couldn't shoot because every shot he took was short. You know why? Tired legs. When you have tired legs.
Yeah. You need your legs. That's why it's called a jump shot.
Yes. You need your legs, and he didn't have the legs. Mm. Davis, he couldn't get open in the second half because, man, maybe he used all his energy in the first half. He was getting in the lane,
didn't
little jumpers.
Legs.
Didn't have the legs. That Brady Manick, where was he in the second half?
He got nailed in the face, Coach.
Yeah, he was still concussed.
Yes.
There was about a 12 to 20 minute stretch, though, in the first half. As a Kansas fan, you had to be like,
oh, he was puckered.
What is going on?
You were
right
puckered.
Now?
Oh, it was awful.
I mean, I don't know. Sure, it was the greatest comeback in the history of a college basketball final, probably football, too. Maybe not. That's not statistically correct. But, anyways. The fact that they went on whatever it was, a 16-0 run, that has to have never happened ever before either.
It was brutal.
I mean, as a Kansas fan, you're like, does this team even want to win this game? What is going on?
It was a 22-point swing. You're up 7-0, then the next thing you know, you're down 15 at half. It's like, what the hell? It was a 23-point because they were down at 16 at one point, and it was just like, wow, wow, wow.
I will say, when I woke up this morning, I was shocked. I could not believe that Kansas won that game. When I went to bed, it was 40-25.
Oh my God.
I was blown away. I did almost double clipped on the ESPN app because I did, or you could have found it at iHeartRadio, but at the ESPN app because I did not believe what I was seeing with my two eyes. I thought it was maybe a women's score.
I don't know about Agbaji being named outstanding player of the Final Four.
Yeah, who won that?
Oh, Baji did. I thought David McCormick could have been in.
What, the Baycock?
Or Christian Brown could have won it. They were the two that I felt like were the most consistent players for those two games. Agbaji was fine, but I don't know if he was most outstanding player. But
I'm shocked they didn't give it to Coach K.
Oh, my God.
You're right.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have shocked me either.
Or his wife.
Oh, that too.
Come on.
I watched one shining moment probably about 8 times.
Coach, that must have aired at like 11:30.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, man.
I mean, you're on no sleep.
No sleep. I sat there and rewound it.
This is beautiful.
God,
and I watched the clip of Abaji hugging his parents and his sister and them crying.
I loved
and
it.
Paul Pierce high-fiving him saying, you're a champ, man. You're a champ. Mario Chalmers said, you're going to the rafters. You're going to the rafters. Like, telling him his jersey's going to the rafters. And David McCormick, I want to just say, that dude.
I love you, man.
No. He's a McDonald's All-American, and for 4 years, I would be so frustrated with him. Because
I want to have a Big Mac with
him. He was so out of control. Super he would get in foul him. Trouble, and I'm always like, why don't you play better? Why do you not play better?
That question
this
was
This tournament,
answered.
These last two games.
He played better.
He played damn well. He played so freaking good. And there, hey, Scooby, you want to come in and talk about your heartbreak?
I mean, he's as long as a French fry.
Rock
Chachi. Scuba, you want to come talk about your heartbreak or no?
My heartbreak wasn't too bad because I still walked away with $750.
Did you give it to the nanny?
No, it wasn't $1,000, so she
no,
didn't
he
get
counted
it
at halftime. Hey.
Count it. Oh, yeah, halftime. Oh, yeah, that was the real story. Like Ray, I get up pretty early in the morning to do a morning show. So so I can't be watching the game to the very
put your
end.
Shirt back on. What are you doing?
Man, I'm hot, dude. I had to take the sweatshirt off. Oh, I had to go into the championship shirt.
Yeah, look at that shirt.
This is the 1988 shirt. Don't
That's
worry.
That's amazing.
That is pretty cool, though. Yeah, really quick. I got things I have to do, but.
I'm sorry. hey, now that North Carolina lost, he has things to do. Yesterday, he had all the time in the damn world.
On Monday, Coach.
No, we're doing this on Tuesday. This is live and fresh.
Live?
Woo.
It's Monday night after the game.
Yeah, it's midnight.
Go ahead, Scuba.
Midnight.
12:45 now.
First off, I'm really tired. I just watched a part of the first half. First, I watched the first couple seconds, and I was like, crap, because Kansas kept scoring and scoring and scoring. And I was very much worried about the injury of Armando because I'm like, well, he's not going to play to his peak physicalness because of that ankle injury. So I was worried about that. Got to halftime. Like, oh, I'm not so worried about it anymore. They're up by 15 points. I went to bed. Figured I'm going to wake up the next morning with an email from New York Times saying, congratulations, UNC. They're the champions.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were going to say New York Times is the one that paid you. And I was like, wow, I didn't realize that's who paid you.
No, because I have New York Times. They send me emails whenever there's breaking news. And usually there's breaking news around sports events and stuff. Long story short, as you know, the end of the game, Kansas won, so I didn't win the full big pot.
And how's that feel?
It doesn't feel that bad because, I won $750, so I still feel okay. I would have liked that extra $500, but, I mean, if you're looking for me to be upset and angry, I'm not.
Because that's what he wants.
Yeah, no, I was I'm just not, asking.
Yeah. I mean, I will still pick UNC every single year like I've always picked, and some years I'll win, some years I won't. And this is the year that I didn't win, but I did still win because I got $750, so you know what?
Scuba, does it bother you that you're going to get taxed some of that money?
No, it has nothing to do with that. I don't care about taxes.
I can tell he really wants me to be like, this is bull
crap.
Oh,
for sure. For
oh,
sure.
My no, God. Sure. Ridiculous.
How mad
I
are
can't
you?
Believe it.
How mad are you no. at the floor for
one
moving when
Scuba
Big
said,
Cock hurt his ankle?
That Scuba said, and I saw online too, is
oh, the amount of games, the differential of the, when they played the last game of this game. That is a bunch of crap, though. If you think about it, you are playing the biggest game of the tournament a day and a half later. Give the kids some rest. When Eddie and I went to play basketball the other day with Bobby,
I still hurt.
I'm still numb. Yep. And I know I'm not athletic, but still equating that to me not as athletic, 3-4 days later, I'm still numb. I imagine an athlete's gotta be feeling it the next day to play a championship game. That's bullcrap.
That's right. A little icy hot is not fixing me right now.
Not at all. So if that Final Four game is on Saturday, the championship game should be that Friday.
Correct.
Stop.
That's a whole week's worth. When the Super Bowl happens, the last game of that playoff.
2 weeks.
It's 2 effing weeks they give those guys. 2 weeks! You can't give some kids a couple days.
So you want the first round, when they play their first game, you want to wait another week?
Not the tournament. I'm talking about when you get to the championship
game. So when we get to the championship, we're going to change it because you don't have depth on your team and on your roster.
Not that, because you've pounded them all tournament long.
They guess
played
what?
Each round to round to round to round.
Guess who played on the same amount of rest as North Carolina did?
But guess who also didn't have as many injuries as North Carolina did?
That's not my fault.
Well, you know what? That is your fault.
It's not my fault.
Wait, what?
And you know who has more depth and uses their bench more so you can rely on other guys? Kansas. So if you know you're going to have a short turnaround, develop more players. I understand that's what North Carolina rode with, and it got them there. But in the end, it bit them in the ass because they didn't have enough depth. And Jim Weber on Twitter, Last thought on the title game. It's a shame to see fatigue play such a part of the outcome. Reminds me of 2015 when Wisconsin ran out of gas against Duke after beating Kentucky. Should the NCAA give teams extra rest for title game, or is it just tough luck? It's tough luck. You know, at the beginning of the year, if you make it to the Final Four, you're going to have a day and a half in between your game if you're going to play for the national championship. Figure it out.
But why not evolve and change it? We evolve and change things all the time. So why not change?
So we
want to
do
well?
We want these kids. They play in AAU tournaments and they play three games in a day.
Yes.
And now we're going to say, we need to give them a week in between one game.
Stop why not it. Though? I don't understand. But also on the money side of things, you have a whole week to ramp up for it with all the press conferences and the media tours.
No,
and
that's what the Final Four is for. So all those people that go to the Final Four, they travel to that city for the Final Four. You only want them to get one game and then have to travel somewhere else another week?
Yeah, why not? That's what they do for the other games, other tournament games.
No, they get two games in the weekend. Boom. That's exactly what Final Four.
I don't care about the fans and if they have to inconveniently travel to another location another day. This isn't for the fans. It's for the players.
It's damn right.
And it's your fault, by the way. So
sit down and do your work. Oh, I need more rest. I need more rest. Get out of that crap.
You ready for Pitts?
Yeah, let's bring in Pitts. Where is Pitts? We want Pitts. We want Pitts.
I wonder on the other side of the coin real quickly, if Kansas had lost, would you be on my side? If they need more rest.
No.
I had an injury. My depth wasn't there.
No, because people get injured all the time, and you have to next man up. You have to have depth. You have to figure it out. It happens. Okay. McCormick's been playing with a foot injury the whole tournament. He hurt himself in the Big 12 tournament, and guess what? He didn't get extra time off. He just played the game. And when we were up big in games, we sat him on the bench. That way he didn't have to play. I think against Villanova, he played 5 minutes in the second half because we were up so big. Rest that foot.
Yeah, I get it. I also worry as a parent the long-term effects of these injuries and forcing them to play at such
a
young age.
No one forced
him
to play.
I mean, yes, they are. They're totally forced to play. Yeah, you think that Armando didn't get shut up with a bunch of cortisone shots and all kinds of whatever to numb his ankle to get out there and play?
I don't know. It looked pretty good to me.
I bet they did.
They shut him. They're not going to talk. They're not going to tell you what they did.
Okay, what about Brady Manick when he got hit in the head? Do you think he should have still been playing?
No.
I don't either.
I think he should have been pulled out.
I think he was concussed.
Yeah, I think you should definitely have pulled him out. I feel like they're not looking at long term. They only care about the university, cares about the 4 years they give them and don't care about their future. Which I, as a parent, I would care about my son's future or my daughter's future and make sure that they are sitting and resting and fully developing for the next season.
And hydrating and getting massages. Orange and I guarantee slices, they got all that. Mm-hmm. They got all that and more. But you know what North Carolina doesn't have is a national championship!
But they've got two more than you guys do.
Pitts, what's up, my man?
They've got six.
Oh, my man all of a sudden. You guys are friends today. Interesting.
No overtime.
So, Pitts, how you feeling, man?
Hang the banner. I still can't believe it. I'm just shocked. I was at halftime a little bit
drunk.
No, I was.
Bub, were
minded
you drinking?
The Miami game.
Were you drinking?
Was I drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, hold on, brother. It was a lot worse than the Miami game.
No, I mean,
we couldn't even make a damn layup that first half. A layup. We couldn't make a layup. Jalen Wilson, make a damn layup.
How about that Obagi? Three to start. Let's go back to the start. It started. You're like, yeah.
Oh, you're like, here we go.
I screamed at the TV just like I did against Villanova when we drained
my
the
wife
three.
Was
I was trying to do the
hey,
same
my
thing.
Wife was downstairs reading stories to the boys. I was like, Obagi for three. 3-0. Let's go. My three-year-old, Dada, be quiet. Oh. We're reading stories. Okay.
I love
cool,
that.
Cool.
What do you think, Abby? Then D-Mac gets that other deuce. We're up 5-0. What are you thinking?
Huh?
What are you thinking? We're up 5-0. I'm like, looking for a run.
I ordered chicken wings.
Stop.
Well, then I'm thinking that we're probably going to go wire to wire until I think it was Baycott hit that free throw to go up 12-11. And then I was like, okay, we're not going wire to wire. And then all of a sudden, the North Carolina wave just washed over the KU shore.
I mean, it was so bad.
I mean, yikes.
We couldn't do anything. We couldn't stop him. We couldn't rebound. We couldn't. I mean, Manick was.
That's exactly when it started. We missed, I think it was Jalen Wilson's layup, an easy bucket underneath, a great pass, missed the layup. It led to that Manick three, and then another, but I think they stole it from us on the next possession down. Then Manick hit another three. I think back-to-back threes, they were up 28-22, and that's when we were up 22-18.
Yes, and then it was just
and then
disaster.
It was just. And I was waiting for the bleeding to stop. I was like, okay, deuce here. We'll get a deuce. No, no.
And then
deuce.
That stupid Puke turnover, Johnson gets the offensive rebound
you were bleeding
in the first
during
half
a deuce?
And lays it up. It's like, all right. And Hubert Davis running off the court. Yeah, who's what were you? I'm a little offended that people didn't think we were going to be ready to play. God
Dang in it. The moment, or what did he say? Like live action, or
there's a lot of live action. Yeah.
And you can't blame the guy for being excited.
I loved his passionate speech. I liked that interview instead of the typical, we need to play better on D. We need to, like, he was showing his emotion, and I liked it. I was like, damn.
Guy's
man.
A class act. I'm curious how many, just like Steve-O said in there, how many people thought, based on the time that it started late, that sucked, but how many people thought it might have been over when in reality, if you did stay awake, whether you had a dog or in the fight or not, you saw a hell of a great basketball game, which is what you're trying to watch, you know, in the
That's
national
what you
championship.
Want. That's yes. what you want.
So even if you weren't a fan of either team, hell yeah, that was a fun game. It wasn't fun to watch if you were a fan.
No, it was fun. It was so fun and exciting, and the stress level. I think that's why you watch sports,
was
personally.
Sick.
Is the stress and the excitement and the, oh, my gosh, and Kansas gets up 6, and you're like, okay, here we go. We're going to start pulling away.
Yes.
And then Davis, jumper. Then we turn it over, jumper. Okay, then they tie it up. All right, here we go. And then they take a lead. And, did you think – I saw online that people were like, what a class act by Abaji when Puke Johnson's on all fours puking. Instead of, like, trying to score, he's like, hey, ref, this guy's sick. Like, and then when Baycock went down – Kansas just kind of backed the ball out because, and I don't know if they did that on purpose.
They should have taken advantage of that.
I was like, why the hell are you guys not going in
Even
there?
The commentators were like, man, I would take advantage.
like you got to get them when they're down. You got to stomp on their throat.
Right.
But they didn't do it, and luckily it still worked out in our favor. And the free throws, whenever I cheer for a team,
they cannot make free throws.
Oh, they sure can't.
Why can they not make free throws? Why?
They're free.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. How people cannot make free throws, and it drives me nuts. And it's every team I cheer for.
And it's the ball game, brother. I mean, right? It would not have been a ball game had we even shot 50% from the free throw line.
I don't even know where we finished from the free throw line.
I don't know what we finished either. I'm just saying if we would have shot 50% in the first half, it wouldn't have been a ball game at the end.
Well, even in the second half, Abaji, I mean, gets fouled, makes 1 of 2. Gets fouled on a 3, makes 1 of 3.
How about missing 3 or 4 straight? In the first
God, it was so
That's our first
stressful.
Team All-American. How about Jalen? Was it Jalen Wilson? No, it was Harris. Was it Harris that stepped on the out-of-bounds line with 4.6 left and made me go,
my God.
I'm sitting there going, okay, Pitts, we've won this game, right? We're up three.
I'm like, all I was thinking is, like, we got to make free throws. Just got to make free throws. Here we go.
I was trying to figure out how we could lose. I was like, I don't think there's any way we could lose right here. And then we inbound the ball, and he steps on the out-of-bounds line. I'm like,
God.
Oh, my God, you just invented the only way we can lose this freaking football. I'm screaming at my TV. Yep.
Thanks,
guys. Did you have any dickhead?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Friends that were texting you halfway through the game making fun of Kansas?
Most of them are, but no, but yes, I did.
Why do
making
people
fun of Kansas?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, I don't
see, because I had
those,
that.
Those aren't friends.
I'm just like,
those
I don't get
it. Dick heads. Those aren't friends. I had plenty of people texting me. I just tried to ignore the phone as much as I could because I was.
Okay, you guys with your low key flex of how many friends you guys have. Well, Bub, I had plenty of people.
He started it.
How many people went to your wedding?
60 people in my graduating class, Bub.
Hey, Bub, what's your kill list, man? What's your bag count?
Got an 8 point. No, nobody messed with me.
How many people
ridiculing?
Oh, God.
All the time, man.
Buddy Chris. Oh, looks like your boys forgot they were playing today, huh? Good game.
Chris from Locash?
Tell him it's a 2-half game.
And I'm just like, you're a Longhorn fan. You guys suck at everything. So
why are you cheering for the Big 12 anyway?
But why would you say that? Like, oh, does that your team? What's your team doing? Oh, they're on vacation because they suck at everything.
He's a Longhorn. He wants to be involved in the postseason.
Right. He wants to be involved. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, why say stuff like that?
Small laugh.
I mean, his team has never played men's basketball in April.
It's exactly. Right. I almost said I wanted to reply and be like, "Oh, it's April. You guys don't know what the basketball goes to."
You weren't replying though.
They're getting ready. They're getting ready to lose in baseball.
You don't reply during the game.
I don't. I don't talk to anybody during the game. I don't have time. I'm so focused on the game.
Yeah.
So freaking good.
I hate being on the phone in addition to that because I don't want to be behind or ahead. You know,
that's what
Eddie
said. You
never know where your TV is compared to your friends.
Oh, correct.
How much gear did you buy last night?
Two. I got the hoodie that's ordered. It'll be here in 2 days, 2 to 6 days, 4 days.
What does the hoodie say?
It says, better luck next time, boys. And then it's got the UNC logo on the front. It says Rock Chalk on the back.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it just said, I think it says 20.
That is serious.
It says 2022 National Champs.
Oh,
and then I got the T-shirt. I got a T-shirt also.
Come on, bud.
Did you go online and look at clips? Did you, look at Twitter and look?
Did
like
you
I watched,
watch? Yeah.
Yes, I made a mistake of drinking a Bang. I went up to the grocery store and bought a Bang. I wanted something that would keep me awake.
I don't know
awake.
What a Bang is.
Coach, please tell me you got it in a paper bag. Yeah, did you get
it? No, it was legal. It's a Bang. No, she stayed. I took the Bang home. And I don't remember what flavor I got. No, it's
did you get
strictly
some
legal. But I don't recommend the Bang unless you don't want to go to bed for the rest of the night.
I mean,
I've got about an hour of sleep since the game.
That's funny because I watched Bill Self on Twitter. I watched videos of him watching one signing show, shining moment. I watched Abaji going hug his parents and his sister, and they're all crying. And Paul Pierce giving him daps, and
Harris
Mario
Jr.
Chalmers saying, "Hey, you're going to the Raptors.
Your Kansas Jayhawks have one possibly drafted player on that team."
Yeah.
Maybe one lottery player.
Who, Abaji?
Remy Martin.
Yeah, maybe.
Abaji.
Maybe, Abaji. Who was
but they're
like
saying
the 350-ranked player coming out of high school. Like, as Bill said, a hidden gem. I mean, Bill Self is comparable to, like, a Belichick in football. When you always don't have the Pro Bowlers or the All-Americans.
You find him some Adidas money.
I mean, that's great. Real talk, I know somebody said they had four national championships and somebody tweeted, yeah, that's one short of the violations, Bill.
Yeah, the number one violation. And I'm like, well, we know North Carolina doesn't have to go to class tomorrow because they're just made up.
Yeah.
he did something.
Do you know that scandal?
Uh-uh. Do you know that scandal?
No.
North Carolina had fake classes for like 14 years that they would have their athletes sign up for.
Mm-hmm. Nice. They weren't real classes?
They weren't real classes.
That's great. Love that.
Literally, like this one guy wrote a paper about Rosa Parks. It was one paragraph. Hey.
When was this?
A couple years ago. They just got busted in the NCAA. Oh, that's not a violation. What? How's that? But everybody talks about Kansas. That's a violation. But listen, I don't know about the violations. I don't give a damn. We got a national championship.
And it's a different class for coach. That puts you into a different class of coaches. That's two. I mean, there's not a lot of coaches in NCAA basketball that have more than
one national
championship.
Jay Wright. That's it. That is it of active coaches that have multiple rings.
Well, I wasn't saying active. I was just saying overall. I mean, having more than one is a big deal.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
that's how hard it is to win in college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Wright has two. Bill Self has two. That's it.
Who's Jay Wright?
Villanova.
Oh, yeah. Damn right.
Yeah. See, I want to know
what about
Bill
the Baylor
Self?
Did?
One.
Oh, one.
What, Abby?
Oh, no, I just want to know what Bill Self said at halftime. That's what I want
no,
to
he
know.
No, he said
something because, to be said.
You,
yeah.
you want to know what he said?
Yes.
He told his team. He
you
looked
were
at,
there, Coach?
He said it.
Sports genius, Bob.
They interviewed him, and they said, what did you say at halftime? He goes,
how's that guy on the
I have the transcript.
He said, I didn't say much. I just looked at him, and I said, guys, would you rather be down 15 with 20 minutes to go or 9 with 2 minutes to go?
Are you telling me he did a would you rather?
Yeah.
And that changed the outcome of the game?
No. And he said...
Explain the point to him.
The point is, when Kansas was in the national title in 2008 against Memphis, they were down 9 with 2 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back and won.
So it wasn't just a...
Would you rather?
He said all the guys were like, 15.
Your brother's faced the same situation.
He said, all right, then let's go out there and play Kansas basketball.
Oh
he goes,
God.
That was my speech.
No one said 9?
So
no one said 9.
And they erased a 15-point lead 9 minutes into the second half.
If somebody would have stood up and said 9, would they be, get the hell out of here? Like, what if Remy Martin was like, well, nine, guys. What do you think about it?
That means we're still in the game, and there's, you know, we've already played 18. We're not going to be as tired.
What if they argued half the locker room? Yeah, yeah. I'd rather 15. Nope, guys.
You're an idiot. Oh, my God, you're an idiot. It sounds like 15. A pizza lunchbox argument.
Depends exactly. on the fouls, coach.
And then, and also Christian Brown said that he was running off the court, and McCormick was smiling at halftime. And he looked at me and goes, what the hell are you smiling for? We're down 15. He goes.
Thought he was cute.
He goes, all right, man, sorry. We've been here before. And Christian goes, I've never been here before. And he goes, it's all right. We're going to do what we do. We're going to come out and win. I mean, that's just Coach, incredible.
I loved how relaxed they were if you watched the game. Anytime in North Carolina, too, when you saw Bill Self, he was always smiling. You know what I'm saying? Like he was – it just seemed like they were very relaxed. And it just speaks to your point. I didn't see the whole McCormick exchange at the halftime. But something happened at halftime, and whether Bill brought it on or the guys collectively as a unit were like, all right, y'all, we got 20 minutes. We got to dick off the first half. We better figure this out.
And they made adjustments. They got McCormick
right
from underneath the hoop, and they brought him up to the top of the key. Mm-hmm. That way Babcock or whatever the cock or
Baycock.
What his
yeah,
name
Baycock.
Was, Big Cock, was Whoa, not
coach,
underneath the rim.
I don't think they call him that.
Good Lord.
What the?
That way we could drive the ball to the hoop,
layup,
and Remy Martin, let me tell you.
He meets him one day. Good to meet you, Baycock.
Remy Martin, I owe you an apology. I owe you an absolute apology because I thought you sucked. And I kept saying, why does Bill Self keep playing this guy? Mm-hmm. Why does Bill Self keep playing this guy? And what? Bill Self, you were right. Like, he was the absolute spark plug. Without him, we could not have won the national title. Him, his knee injury early in the season, that was hindering him. And they said, listen, you're not going to play basketball for 3 weeks. And they sat him down for 3 weeks. And it was the biggest difference maker of the season.
Thank you,
and
Bill.
You've got somebody who was the leading scorer at Arizona State who didn't win a single NCAA game in his entire career there, who comes to Kansas to be a sixth man
Bill Self?
A national championship. Bill Self, the Sun Devil, right after leaving Oklahoma State.
Who's the player?
Remy Martin.
Oh, that damn transfer portal. You got Malik. He used to play in Oklahoma. Oklahoma State, Stillwater, Alabama.
Sooner.
Get me out of here. These guys transfer so
much.
The
only time he ever beat the Jayhawks, I think, was a game with
Boomer Sooner.
The question is Kansas going to be back? You said only one guy leaving?
No.
I don't know about leaving. Only one. Like, a lot of guys will have stacked NBA teams. Like, that's just not a typical stacked team.
Yeah, like Duke will have four or five guys get drafted by the NBA. We'll have Abaji maybe Brown. But I don't think Brown will leave.
And Kansas back.
Brown's coming back. Browning.
I think Kansas.
I mean, he's been talked about as a legit pick, but I don't think he'll go.
I mean, they're going to have Jalen Wilson. They're going to have Brown. They're going to have DeJuan Harris, but they lose
Coleman
Remy.
Lance. He'll step up. You've got.
What'd you say?
Coleman Lance.
He's a senior. He's gone.
Coleman Lance is
he's a
senior.
He's 26.
Coleman Lance is 26.
Yeah, he's been to like five different colleges.
That's news to me.
They're gonna have the two freshmen that were there, one from San Antonio, one from Austin Westlake. I mean, it's just great.
What are you into recruiting?
That's his.
No, they're on the team right now.
He used to play high school. He used to play ball with.
They're on the team right now. So no, I'm not into recruiting. I just know. And then we have five guys in the top 50. We got three 5-star.
Arkansas's got three in the top 20.
Damn, you can get it done without having the best of the best. I mean, we did it this year. I remember you and I had a conversation at the beginning of this year. You came in, you're like, man, we suck.
I did.
You came in one morning. Yeah, we suck.
That's also the question I was going to ask. The reason you should always remain positive and say good things and all the arguing you guys have had, once this entire last year, did you guys ever say, I wonder if Kansas wins the national championship?
No. I didn't hear.
Wow.
I never say that any year, though.
Wow.
Well, here's my thing.
Wow.
I'm always hopeful of that. I'm always cheering for my team.
Hold on. What about Abby?
Yes.
There we go.
I looked at Kansas.
I love that.
I love you, girl.
They struggled a lot in the Big 12. They struggled in the Big 12, and I was like, man, they're just not that good. But what I didn't realize was the Big 12 was just damn good.
Coach, you've been saying big way too
much
on this show.
It's the most competitive league in college.
Right.
I think you're done saying big.
No.
Just for the rest of the show.
I'm just saying, I thought that's why I never said I don't think Kansas can win the national title because I just saw them in the Big 12 and I was like, man, they're struggling against TCU and Tech and
TCU's
TCU.
Good.
But then it turns out exactly the damn Big 12 is really good.
I picked TCU far.
You ever mess with a horned frog?
Coach, that's just the mascot, bub.
Is it a horny toad or is it a horned frog?
But it is an awesome feeling to have your team win it all.
That's like another really banner, is. Bub. That's another banner. That's four national championships.
Hang it in the studio above the Bobby
Bones
show.
But we don't have – you don't get that feeling very
well,
often.
Come down in
unless you're a Patriots fan, you haven't had that feeling very often. So it's an incredible feeling.
Getting there is one thing. Like, we could be sitting here losing. Like,
yes.
It's
and Eddie and Ray were like, if you guys would have lost, would we be doing the podcast on Tuesday? I said, absolutely we would.
Yes.
I said we would because I wanted the emotions to be raw. Well, I wanted to be the feeling to be raw.
Raw and uncut. Triple
raw.
Okay,
Jayhawk.
Raw dog it.
I'm going to the studio. I want raw dog emotions.
I mean, that's where the national
you guys do.
Yes.
Go ahead, Abby.
Let's do it. No, all of us ready.
All right, let's get them started.
Rock, chop. Oh, we're doing
what are
thing?
You doing?
No, this is slow. Hold on, guys. Ray, this is what's so funny about this. We got one person who actually went to Kansas. One person who knows all the songs. One person that knows everything. And two jabronis.
You're telling me. You're telling me Bub didn't go to college.
Literally, Bub probably studies so much about the college that he would have known this song.
But no, he knows the
song. I just didn't know she was doing the
whole
song.
I mean, Lunchbox is like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
But
Lunchbox,
I did go to a lot of...
You want
to
know what I was going to do?
Kansas.
Rock, chalk.
Why are the lights off?
Why are my pants down?
Are we going to sacrifice this goat?
That's what I...
Hit it.
You did it.
I don't know that.
Rock, chalk, Jayhawk, KU. Rock, chalk, Jayhawk, KU.
You know that one, Lunchbox?
No, I don't know that.
Yeah, you got to go to school, dude.
The rules of basketball live there.
And so
you were born a half hour from there if you didn't listen to
Abby, I think you're the true fan right here. I mean, you gave money to the school.
Well... They know more than me about it.
No, I wouldn't say all that. But I didn't, I did not go to college, but my mother got her master's degree from Kansas, so I went to a lot of night classes when I was a kid.
Did you really, Bob?
Yes, I had to drive
with
her.
Did you go in the class or did you just wait outside?
I did go in the class. I mean, I was a kid. I couldn't
What did you do? Just like color and stuff?
Yeah, just sit there.
I'm there with you. Had to wait in the parking lot.
Really?
Yeah. Mom would say if I was good, she would take me up to Superfood Barn on the way up to Kansas, and I would get the latest wrestling magazine.
Bub, I'm going to go ahead and just give you an honorary Kansas
That is, degree. I did not know you attended night school at KU.
Hey.
Yeah, that's Mom awesome. Got her
Ray, where did you go to school?
My mom went to like Rawlins Community College.
She went to Raw?
Yeah, she had to get a biology degree or something, but us kids couldn't go in there with her, so we'd just be in the parking lot dicking off.
I love it.
getting into trouble, throwing rocks at cars.
Probably drinking, looking for smokes.
Oh, man. Gosh.
Did you guys go to Mass Street after the game?
Oh, I wish I would have been there.
Did you see all the videos?
Eddie's trying to drop knowledge because he talked to Abby earlier, and he's trying to act like...
No, I did it. My buddy Andrew texted me.
Did Andrew go...
Was he there?
No, he was not. Wait. No, he wasn't there.
Hey, I got a question.
No, he was in Kansas. Is that Mass Street? Is that where they go?
Yeah.
He said he was headed there.
What did he say?
Amazing.
Did he said headed to Mass Street.
It's probably still the same way it was last night, if I had to guess.
Guys, question.
Did you text him congratulations?
No.
Oh, he just texted you. We're
in a group text.
Okay.
Hey, do you think classes were canceled, or did some losers still have to go to class?
No, there was no
today?
Class.
Nobody's going.
No damn class.
Nobody wouldn't do that.
No chance.
So you're telling me the professor sent out an email and said class is canceled?
Yeah. Isn't that pretty much a given?
Like, no, you know there's one professor
there's universities
who's there.
That don't do that?
Like, if there's a professor that actually held class and students actually showed up, like, those students are complete losers.
Yeah, that's bad.
Oh, my gosh. Remember when they won in 2008?
Yeah,
I went down to Mass, and the cars were, like, smashed, the windows. People that parked on there.
Well, that's stupid.
I know. I'm like, why would you park down there? Because everybody was just climbing on cars.
What if you left your car there?
Well, then you're screwed. You shouldn't have done that.
What the?
You should have known that they're going to.
You guys do that crap?
I didn't know that.
Everywhere does that.
Yes.
Everywhere.
One time I peed
everywhere.
In a car when we won.
I went outside my neighborhood and started peeing on cars.
Wait, that's my own yard.
Oh, I mean, no, that's my car.
It's like a mob down there. Like, you can't even see the street. If you
can't
saw pictures.
You can't move around. You did you see Sports Center? They had footage on it.
So what do you all do down there? Just yell and stuff?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not anything like destructive. Well,
no,
you
don't
try to do anything
that.
Destructive. There were only a few cars that were dumb that stayed there.
Yeah, and then you file an insurance claim and you get a new car.
Oh.
You know not to park down there.
Yeah. Well, Abby,
did you cry last night?
I got very emotional at the end. Yeah, I did.
You didn't cry.
I kind of almost
What's
did.
Wrong with crying? Why are you looking at her
there's
like you didn't cry?
Because she didn't admit to crying. She said, I got
she
emotional.
She cried, but I mean, you looked at her like, well, you didn't cry. Like,
well, because did you cry? Lunchbox?
I got tears in my eyes.
Yeah, that's
But I'm going to tell
did
you why.
Cry, did you cry at the birth of your kid?
But
that's a big deal, Eddie. It's a big deal. This is Kansas, bub.
You're getting deducted a point for that, bub.
Here, can I tell you why I got tears in my eyes, though? What? Because
I was holding my
point, Ray.
No, because I immediately, when they won, thought about my grandparents who got me to love KU, that went to KU. And they're the ones that gave me all the shirts. And this is my grandpa's shirt that I'm wearing.
I'm going to cry right now.
And
I'm also wearing his underwear.
He's a big guy, huh? That's a big shirt.
And
what's that stain?
I don't know.
Right by the crotch.
Oh.
That's where you're.
But I haven't washed
his
shirt.
I cried.
I haven't washed it in weeks because we've been winning. So every game I've been wearing it,
I haven't washed it.
Respect.
But I got teary-eyed because I thought about them and their love for KU that they passed on to me. And they have both passed away in the last 5 years, 6 years. And so I used to call my grandpa and grandma to every game. And my grandpa would always say, no sweat. Even when it was just like the 2008 championship, when they're down by 9 with 2 minutes left, no sweat. So I texted my dad last night after the game. Like Grandpa would say, no sweat.
Damn, shit got real, bunch.
You should have done that at halftime.
He would say no sweat even if they won?
Even if they won and it was like a nail biter where they hit a last second shot, he'd be like, no sweat.
No sweat.
He would just act like it was
never sweat.
He was never stressed out about it.
Lunch, your grandparents were on that court last night. They rolled Baycock's ankle.
Yeah, they were.
Maybe they did. Maybe they're the ones that did that.
They moved that pallet of
floor. Is that not ironic, though? Did that not happen in every single game? I mean, Baycock would already hurt, but every single game, like it was like the last 60 seconds, the star player of the team that we were playing had an injury.
Got hurt.
Really?
Yeah, Creighton's big guy, defensive player of the year, blew out his knee.
It's starting to look like a little pattern there.
That's what I'm saying. Every single game. Then, then the Villanova player.
But, man, it feels so good. It feels great to have a national championship.
Isn't that cool, though? When you die, you can go anywhere you want.
Like when some of us are going to the hot place.
Well, that's true.
Where do we go? Florida.
You know, like when you die, you can go anywhere. Yeah. I'll go to every Cowboys game.
Yeah, so you won't have anywhere
to
be in January.
You don't want to watch playoff football?
Well,
you're going to go to a football game? I'll see you at the titter.
Raise at the titty bar. Well, I mean, God.
And not only did we get our fourth national championship as Jayhawks here, which is pretty awesome in our unit, our crew cleaned up, man, cash-wise. Everybody.
What are you talking about?
It'd be just the brackets, money.
Yeah, Kevin won.
K-Dog won the company bracket.
What?
Straight out.
How much was that?
$400.
$150.
That was it.
It didn't cost anything to get in, and it was all they were paying like five different places.
Oh, they paid him with gift cards?
I think so. Yeah.
Wait, he didn't get $400?
It's like a Visa card.
I'm so confused.
Damn, it's called the fund committee at work. We get emails from them, and he entered the bracket and he won. It was free.
How much money did he win?
We just said 150. I said 150.
Oh, I thought it was 400. He told me.
He said 400. You said 150.
He told me 150.
And then you said it was free.
It was free to get in. It didn't cost
anything. Yeah, and then they give you like a Visa gift card.
And then I think you get gift like Amazon gift cards.
That's cool.
It's a cool gift card, but
yeah,
I mean it's not like a restaurant. It's Amazon.
What did you win?
I got, I didn't win anything. I had two brackets. I got fourth in my bracket. I would have won $600. It was 24 people at $25. It would have paid all.
Hey.
I got.
No sweat.
You know what sucks? You know what sucks?
No sweat.
Is if I would have picked Kansas to win it, I would have won the tournament.
Oh! Are you serious?
And that goes for all you guys.
Oh. No, I don't care about the money, though. But is this not right, Abby? Whenever you pick Kansas, they lose. So this year, I never get it right, so I care less. Nobody ever does. But I didn't pick Kansas because I wanted Kansas to win. So
when Kansas is the number one seed, why not?
You know they're a number one seed.
I feel like I'm jinxing
almost every year.
No, they're not every year.
You need to – they're almost the Big 12 champions every year. And you need to study your facts because we are about a number one seed probably about 75% of the time.
75% of the time. And they're not going to win that many times. Like it's
whether
just
we're
not,
deserving or not, I'm just saying we're always
– Right, you have them in the championship?
No, I had them in the Final Four.
Wow.
I had them losing to Gonzaga in the championship, but that was a guesser. What a worthless pick that was.
I told you my belief.
I'm a Catholic.
No. Man, I just don't know if I'm going to come down off this high for a couple
anybody
days.
Anybody win any money? Anybody bet
you
this?
You stay up there,
Ray, did you bet it?
No, I don't bet anymore. I won the family one. I doubled up the entire family. And then just for fun, I create those algorithms where I try to figure the game by math. And before it, I said UNC +4 if you're going to bet it.
And I said, if you're just picking a winner, Kansas is your champion. So I nailed both those.
Yeah, and you,
said
and you just tie. About got, oh my you God. Just about nutted that oh. robot, whatever I read before I went to bed.
Hey, when you said, oh, it's going to tie and go to overtime, yes. and we stepped out of bounds with 4 seconds to go, yes. I was like, God.
I was like, if Ray Ray gets this, I was like, the Ray freaking jinx.
Here we damn go.
The damn robots almost just absolutely annihilated the spread.
But I will say that on my bracket,
yeah.
the championship game, I had the final score 74-70.
So you're wrong.
What does that get you?
That's awesome.
Well, nothing, but I was really close.
How many points did UNC have?
They lost a long time ago in my bracket. But hats off to North Carolina. Hell of a run, hell of a season.
How many points did they have?
Yeah,
good
job.
They
had 69.
Good job,
guys.
Good job.
Get out of here. But, hey. Hey, Rock. Chuck.
I'm happy for you guys. I'm just kidding.
Eddie checked out of this podcast so long
ago.
Well,
what am I going to add to it, guys? I mean, this is your team. You've been waiting for this all year. I'm going to let you guys do it.
You're going to title this one, guys.
He's trying to look for his Cowboys tickets.
Go ahead and put this one as Kansas Sports Radio. Afternoon Drive.
I'll be honest with you. I like this whole getting to do some work while the show's going on.
I mean, we can talk about Tiger. He's supposed to play.
I'm checking out.
Just keep in mind, Jayhawks will always have a W in it, and Tar Heels will always have an L. Rock, Chuck, Jayhawks.
See, what am I going to say about that? That's amazing.
I can't wait to call my dad today to see what he says.
Call him right now.
Love you, man.
You want to call him?
Yes.
Let's call him. Let's call my dad. I mean, this is great. I mean.
He's still at the strip bar.
Why is.
Cinnamon, side stage
let's
if you're down, done dancing.
Let's get down to business.
Here we go.
He answers the phone. Hello.
I'm working. What's up?
Hold on. Let me get this girl off my lap.
Let's get down. Let's get down to business.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Oh, how's it feel?
Good.
Oh my God, what a game!
Hey, yo, Coach, stop yelling at him, Coach.
Yes, I noticed you weren't texting in the middle.
I don't text during the game.
Well, that's
stupid. I'll finish this.
What were you going to say?
Ridiculous.
No, go ahead and say it.
That's being a baby. Come on.
Oh, we got to do a baby.
You gotta talk trash even when you're losing.
No. I wasn't talking trash. I was just like, oh my God, I don't want to. I'm trying to concentrate on the game. I don't have time to reply to 50 text messages.
Well, I think of it. Well, okay.
Well, I mean,
did River help him shoot? You need him to help Abachi. My God.
Oh.
I was dying.
I mean, he could not hit a free throw.
You went to hit that.
Oh, he was player of the. I don't understand that. But
how was he the most valuable player of the Final Four?
I have no idea.
It had to be McCormick.
McCormick or Brown. I mean, I guess they all had their spots, but.
No. McCormick dominated. He played so well for two freaking games.
Yeah. They said they gave it to Abaji because he didn't get player of the year. He was upset about that. I'm like, okay, whatever.
I mean, yeah. No, I just don't text a lot when it's a big game like that, like a normal game. Okay, whatever. I got time to text. I'm trying to watch the whole game, and I got other people texting me. I mean, dumbass Moss is texting me. Oh,
Chris
like,
Moss.
He's like, your dumbass boys look like, or he goes, your boys forgot they had a game tonight? Ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, why would you text that?
Because they know how you root for Kansas, how involved you are.
Right. But my whole thing is, you don't have a player, you don't have a team. Your Texas Longhorns suck at everything.
Did you text out how North Carolina brought their own whistles?
No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
Why? You thought so? I thought I liked the way they let the big guys bang.
Yeah.
But yeah. I did feel like, Will, I mean, in the first half, we couldn't make a layup.
Well, hell, it wouldn't matter if they called a foul. You couldn't make a foul shot. My God.
Oh, so stressful. Why is it every team I cheer for can't make a foul shot?
He can drain threes forever, and it's like, okay, stand there. Nobody's in front of you. Oh, can't hit it. I was dying.
At what point did you start feeling better?
When they were within five, and they won the damn game. I mean, and they sped the game up. Barclays was right. He goes, why did they just go to McCormick in the first half? That isn't Kansas. Just run.
Yeah.
And I think North Carolina wore down. I think after in the second half they ran them and they were just tired at the end.
Yeah, they don't have depth. And what do you say about these people online? They're like,
that guy's puking.
Yeah, Puke Johnson. I mean, his real name's Puffy, but we call him Puke on this show. And they were saying
how would you name your kid Leaky?
Well,
what the hell is that?
What about Remy?
Well, Leaky? I don't know.
I hope Leaky's parents don't listen to this. But my question is, what the hell was I going to say? Oh, and all these people on Twitter saying, oh, maybe we should have more time in between the semifinals and the finals to let them rest.
No. The tournament is every other day. That's how you play it. I mean, Kansas is notorious for their big guys getting hurt right before tournament. Indeed. I mean, that's just everybody wants to make everything. I mean, why not give them a month off?
What are you saying?
He said, why not give them a month off?
Oh.
But yeah, why? I mean, my whole thing is, look, you know the tournament, how it works. So you have a whole season to develop your bench and get your players to be on that level. If you don't have the depth, then you got to figure it out. Sorry.
Exactly. I don't understand it. People get hurt. Well, you know, you play. Hell, McCormick's been hurt all the last 6 months or last 2 months of the season.
Yep. Foot injury.
They watch his minutes. That's what it's about.
Yeah. Man.
But it was a great game. I mean, North Carolina.
That was a great game.
Got it. And what we were worried about, the guards, that wasn't the problem.
No. And I mean, the defense just clamped down in the second half. I mean, DeJuan Harris, if he gets an offensive game, I mean, his defense is just awesome. I don't know, his Spider-Man arms are just so freaking long, and he's all up in their crap. It's awesome.
Well, Brown is a great defensive player.
He really is. I mean, they shut Manic down. Jalen Wilson's a great defensive player.
Yes.
You guys want to keep going down the roster?
Yeah, it was a good game. It was fun to watch.
What'd you say, Eddie?
You want to keep going down the roster?
Yeah, what else you want to talk about?
Yeah, what about some of the backups? Keep going.
Eddie thinks we're going too in-depth on the roster.
Oh.
Ugh. Man, it was awesome.
Well, Eddie doesn't like sports. Let's be real.
It's not true.
He probably didn't watch the game.
I watched most of it.
He said the Duke North Carolina game was more entertaining.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I mean, it was entertaining too. It was a good game, but
I see. You agree?
The tournament was great.
Best time of year. Oh, best time of year. All right.
I mean, I like football playoffs and all that, but nothing's like college kids. And I understand they get paid. Now, they're professionals, but it's fun to watch. One and done is very good, exciting.
Yeah, and the transfer portal is awesome. Remy Martin saved our ass.
Yes.
I mean,
almost. It's a good thing he had his bad game against Villanova.
Yeah, Well, he had a bad first half. I thought he had a bad first half.
Hey, Kansas had a bad – they had a good 4 minutes at the beginning, and then it was like, who is this team?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It was like watching them play Kentucky.
Oh, God.
That's why I couldn't pick them to win that championship. I watched that game. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah. But all right.
Well, it was very fun. I'm glad you still have your voice. I mean, did anyone get any sleep last night?
I had to celebrate silently.
Oh my God!
That's
why you still have your voice.
I fist pumped and I yeah like that, but that was about it. There was no yelling and screaming. My wife was asleep on the couch right next to me, and I'm fist pumping. And a couple of times I scared her because I was fist pumping so loud.
Well, Keith didn't show up.
Oh, man, I need to call.
I hung all the KU stuff for nothing.
My dad hung up KU sweatshirts because he was expecting Keith to come over.
Oh, man.
Oh, it feels so good. And it's just like Eddie doesn't know the feeling of your team winning at all.
I sure don't. It's been a while.
Like, and people are going to hate this podcast because it's been like an hour and 20 minutes of us just talking Kansas. And I just.
No. On Facebook, they wanted you to have a special one. They wanted you to go live last night.
Man, there was no, you can't go live. I sat there and watched one shining moment like over five times. I couldn't. I watched, and I love Remy Martin's swagger, the way he bounces around the court and he goes up and cuts the net and he's playing to the crowd and Mitch Lightfoot. It was awesome. It was great.
Yeah,
and David McCormick. After 4 years of frustrating the crap out of me because he plays out of control and misses easy shots, he balled the last two games. That's why he was a McDonald's All-American. And, I mean, he played awesome.
Yeah. Well, they let him play. But I'll tell you the frustrating is Wilson, can great driver, but good God, can he make a layup?
Well, I mean, let's be real. I thought he was getting bumped a lot. Like, he was getting – but whatever.
You're 6'10". You can do a layup.
Well, he's only 6'8", but.
Oh, I thought he was 6'10". Okay.
But he's bad at it. He's going to be a stud. He's going to be a Bodgy next year. You watch.
Yes.
He's going to be a stud.
Brown, I think, will take over the score.
Well, they're saying Brown may go pro.
Oh, my God. I've never wanted to rip my hair out before.
Hey, dude.
Seriously.
A lot of them.
Hey, let him go.
Call him back.
Coach, no, look. If you need to go, Coach, I'll stop the recording.
No, just tell you. I'm saying it for the listeners. You keep talking about players. Nobody knows these people.
Ray and Eddie are like, no one knows these players. Ray. No one cares.
Right.
Like, do you guys understand the excitement?
Ray, you're having a talk. Lunch is trying to kill two birds with one stone, have a talk with his dad and record the podcast.
I feel like I'm listening to a conversation I'm not supposed to be listening
to. Unless you guys are talking about emotions, vulnerable stuff. We don't care about the players' names.
Don't you talk about sports with your dad?
No. He doesn't talk to his dad.
Who, Ray?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. What were your emotions after the game? Were you fist pumping? Like, did you just like, all right, yay?
Well, I mean, I don't get as excited. Let's be real. I'm not sure many people get as excited as you, but no, I was feeling pretty good. Mom asked me at halftime, how's it going? I'm like, not good. So I went around, walked around the yard a little bit, and came back home, was ready for the second half.
Yeah,
I had a pep talk with him.
That second half, you want to know what I did second half to change the momentum? I took my shoes and socks off. And I was like, it's not working with my shoes and socks on. I got to go barefoot. And 10 minutes left
Why
in the game.
Why would that come to your head?
I was really just wanting to get comfortable because I decided I wanted to take my shoes off.
It's like saying I took my underwear off. What the hell?
No, it had nothing to do with that. But I and I literally started. Ray has just left the podcast. Ray left. He went to the parking garage.
He took a nap again, huh?
He's actually gone. And then I started with about 10 or 11 minutes to go. I started standing up and shooting free throws with them because it was getting so bad. I was like, guys, what the hell are we doing?
Well, that may have helped. My God, I was
tired. But yeah. And then what about when he steps out of bounds? When he steps out of bounds?
Did you hear the announcement? Someone said, Barkley? They said, they got it one. Unless they do something stupid.
And they did something stupid. Oh, my God.
Yes. That was a great play, but it was need to know where you're at.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God. But, yes, it was great. It was great. So.
Well, tell Ray hello. Hello, Eddie.
Eddie walked out, too. I mean, I don't know if any listeners are going to listen to this, the end of this. I mean, I just, I can't. The excitement is just amazing. So, yeah. All right.
I can't believe they're actually sports fans. That was fun.
I mean, it's so, but they don't care about the ins and outs of the Kansas roster, I guess is what they're saying. They want to know about emotions and stuff. But, man, and like North Carolina fans, you can't be disappointed. There's, you did not expect to be there.
Hell, they didn't think they were getting in the tournament.
Yeah, a month ago, they weren't going to make the tournament. And, I mean, all the North Carolina fans on the Facebook page just jawing. Look, I mean, great. But,
I'm not sure about Kaczynski, or however you pronounce his name. He said that the big guy, Acock or whatever,
that he was
the best player this year. I'm like, I don't know about that. He's good, but he ain't the best player.
He ain't the best player. He ain't the best player.
But anyway.
Yeah.
But it was fun. Hey, I'm glad Duke lost. I mean, everything worked out just right. I was loving Roy Williams getting his face rubbed in it.
I love that. I love seeing Roy Williams just suffer. God, hey, yeah, little freaking rat.
I mean, that was fun to watch. So everything worked out the way it's supposed to. Everything's right in the world.
It is. I mean, it's great.
And, well, not everything.
And Eddie said that we weren't the best team, that we just got lucky we had the easiest path.
Well.
And I said,
all right.
But I told him, I said,
well, who is the best team?
Well, he said Gonzaga would have beat us. I said, well, who beat Gonzaga? Duke did. Who beat Duke? North Carolina. And guess what we did to North Carolina? We beat them. So there you go.
That's why it's a great tournament. It's a one game. Maybe
right.
Maybe they win 7 out of 10 times if they play head to head. But guess what?
It only takes.
They don't.
Yeah. And that, the best team doesn't always win. It rarely.
Kansas was better than Syracuse. They lost.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. I mean, and I like how they kept talking about 2020. That team, how they were the best team, but they didn't even get to play. So,
that's why I say Bill Self has 3 national titles, because 2020, there wasn't a damn team that was going to beat us.
I don't give them anything, because Kansas has had the best team a few times.
Okay. All right. I love you. I'll let you go.
All right.
Bye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Guys, all right, I'm gonna let you go. I mean, I don't know where Eddie and Ray went. They left. But I'm just telling you, I'm on cloud freaking 9 because the Kansas Jayhawks won the national title. I don't know if you guys sat through. There's no way anybody sat through this whole damn podcast. There is no freaking way. I don't believe it. I don't care if you did. Listen, today is not about you. It is about me. It is about Pitts. It is about Abby. It is about the Kansas Jayhawks. All of the Kansas Jayhawks fans out there. And if you love a team, if you are a fan of a team, and you've ever won a title in your lifetime, and the joy and the experience and the emotions that come with it, that is what I'm feeling right now. And it's just over the moon, because it doesn't happen very often. Even if you're one of the creme de la creme, you're one of the top programs, top teams, it doesn't happen very often. It's very hard to win. So when you do win, you get to celebrate and enjoy it. And that's what I'm doing right now. And I'm on cloud 9, and I can't believe it. I can't believe it. And I appreciate you sticking with me and listening. And if you didn't listen, well, you missed a great podcast. Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
What happened?
Welcome back, Eddie.
Hey, thanks, man.
Ray took off.
Yeah, you know, he said he had to go.
Okay.
He said there's a point where he just has to go.
I understand.
Did your dad hang up finally?
Yeah, I hung up.
Good.
I was happy for you.
No, I'm happy for you. There's just nothing I can add to that since I had to go take a dump, so I did.
Yeah, I think the emotion of actually winning something, like your team winning something, it's just today's about me. Like, it's not about the listeners. It's not about they're not going to enjoy this podcast.
Mm-mm. I would guess they're not. No.
It's okay. It's probably going to be rated one of our lowest of all time.
Probably.
But I mean, God, I'm not going to take this smile off my face for days.
Hey, you wear that smile, dude, like it's going to save your life. I don't know.
Are you going to buy me a shirt?
For what?
The national championship.
No.
Oh.
Did you already order one?
No, not yet.
Oh.
No, I didn't look online last night. I just sat there and watched the TV, and I watched all the coverage, and I just watched it over and over.
Do you have my kids' money?
No, because you haven't paid me.
Bullsh.
Oh, did you Venmo me?
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, I didn't. Okay. I didn't check it. I get it.
So are you going to drive by? Are you going to drive to the house and deliver the money?
You only paid me $40.
That's all you need. Just give him $480.
Okay.
Well, Coach, I'm not going to make him pay just to get the money back.
Well, yeah, that way he gets the big stack.
Yeah.
Now, my question, do I pay your kid
20s.
All 20s?
I mean, it looks bitter that way, right?
I was going to say all ones, so he gets 500 ones.
Do it ones. But I'm going to have to take whatever. That's fine.
Because that way he'd have a big stack.
Are you going to get 500 ones or 480 ones?
I could, yeah.
If you want.
Yeah.
Or right. Fives.
I could do fives.
And that way it's not so
Or
ridiculous.
Does he want $100 bills?
I don't know what he wants.
What's cooler to a 14-year-old?
I mean, $100 bill is pretty cool.
Okay. All right.
All right, man. Go. Okay.
Man.
Hey, happy for you, dude.
Hey, Bill Self, Abaji, McCormick, Brown, Wilson, Remy, Tehan. Not B-Hands. Tehan. All you guys. Lightfoot. Thank you, guys. What a great season. What a great season.
Oh. Okay, now you got to go stop it and figure out all that stuff.
That's no problem, man. Okay. That's no problem. National champs, baby! Let's go! Woo! National freaking champs, Eddie.
Okay, Coach, just stop the recording.
We did it. Yeah. Oh, my God, we did it.
You didn't do crap.
Oh, I didn't do crap. You're telling me, me cheering them on and everything. I probably didn't affect the game any.
Honestly, you doing it, not so much. But if it was everyone, yeah, sure, they wouldn't have the support they needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like
So you're part of the group that they need.
Well, no, because I'm not in the stands.
Doesn't matter. If only their only support were the people in the stands, I don't think it'd be enough. Knowing that the entire there are people all over the country, all over the world that are rooting them on helps them out a lot.
You think they think about that, or do you think they only think about the people in the arena because they can hear them, or do they feel the pressure of the fans all the fan base all over?
I think it's the whole fan base, Coach. Yeah.
I just wonder if they play for the fan base. They say that when they talk.
They don't play for the fan base.
But I don't know if they just play for the people in that locker room.
They play for themselves. They play for themselves because, look, you got to understand, whether they win or lose, they only have each other.
Right.
Because the fan base will be disappointed.
Because if they lose, the fans hate them.
Correct.
They win, the fans love them.
You can't invest too much in your fans because of that reason. So they only believe in themselves. Now, whatever you want to do, that's on you guys. You want to stand behind your team, whether they win or lose, that's awesome. But some people don't.
Well, I stand behind them.
That's right.
I stand behind them. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
All right, Coach.
All right.
All right.
Buzz us out.
I already did, but I'll do it again.
Man, I wonder if I can find.
Yeah, you're going to have to find it.
Oh, you think I can find it?
Yeah, it's in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's going to be Johnson to inbound. Here we go. Mannix circling around. He slipped underneath. They go to Love. Love's going to be the one to take it. Puts up the shot. It's off. The game is over. And
Kansas completes the biggest championship comeback all time.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Still can't believe they won that freaking game. I cannot freaking believe it. Oh, my goodness. What a great day. What a great day. Yeah. Woo.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.